Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know who he's talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, 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 radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. I want to say welcome to another episode of the Sound of the Water from Jehovah Israel. Come and see ministries and also the Commonwealth of Israel. Today is the Sunday morning, fruits of the Spirit. And let's say we're dealing with the fruits of the Spirit, man, that the Lord gave us. You know, I don't think we go in depth enough for these things to really manifest themselves. We talk about them, but I don't think we go in depth about them. And this is why we have growth spurts in the churches, and then you have a lot of stunning growth in the churches or the camps in the body of Christ. You know, if you grow a row of trees, you know, they pretty much grow about the same height towards time, you know, with a maybe foot or so difference. And sometimes, you know, with the expansion and whatnot, they may, some may be fuller than others and things like that, depending upon the seed that it's from. But when it comes to the fruits of the Spirit, we have, it's a big disparity. Why? One is, I don't think we nurture them enough. I don't think we take time like Christ did to dungle. You know, we're so busy trying to get into prophecy and see Armageddon and, you know, great tribulation, things like that. And that's not going to get us into the kingdom, although we need to know because they belong to prophecy. But fruit of the Spirit is what's going to save us. And the fruits of the Spirit that he's given us to live by, is actually the attributes of the Father. This is the thing. That's why the Father said, unless you come by him, you will know why he seeks the kingdom. And so, Jesus Christ is going to teach us how to approach the Father. When you read about the Father, he told us in Isaiah 57:15, he's a humble, a contrite spirit, and pride, arrogance, forwardness, disobedience, and stuff like that, all offensive to him. And we'll never see him because he's not of that. In fact, like my brother Nicole always taught us, he said, we haven't dealt with the Father since the fourth day in the creation. He gave it over to the Son. And what did the Son do on the fifth day? He created flesh and blood. And that's how we know we haven't seen the Father or heard his voice at any time. You know, I used to think of You know, that was Adam. You know, he's the inherited voice of God in the garden. Who was he talking to? He said that was the Father. But Adam couldn't hear his voice. The else the scriptures are broken. And we know they're not. So, hey, look, let's get into this. Brothers and sisters, if you can stand and face Jerusalem. And if you can cover your head, sisters, if you can cover your head. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth for physical and spiritual gifts for us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brothers in this family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessings because they still like kindness. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children, and our children's children, and their children, and their families. And Father, have mercy. Send forth your Holy Spirit. Give us a mind to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear, the mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us, and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and the mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies. Amen. Well, we're in Genesis chapter 1:26. Genesis 1:26. And we're dealing with that likeness thing. When the Lord stopped pouring out his spirit upon us when he created us. You know, when he created us, there wasn't no sin, man. He was blessing us, man. And he was putting his spirit upon us. And I know we look at some of these words, and some of them we probably really understand with gravity and things like that, but then for the most part, A lot of these words we probably need to really look into. See, I think we should really look into them and get a better understanding, because he said we created out of dirt. And if we created out of dirt, then these are seeds that must be planted in order for them to manifest themselves. Now, once they're planted, it's up to us to nurture them. They may grow, you know, and we've been getting the world seeds ever since we've been in the earth, and we prove to ourselves, we are witness to ourselves, we've been nurturing those seeds. Now, the God of Israel is calling us to be better than that, so he's reminding us of the things that he did for us in the beginning, so that we can go back to that and just start asking the Lord to revisit those things that's in us and dung us and uproot those things that's in us that offend you. You see, those thorns, thistles, and things like that, you want that out of you. You don't want the parts that you don't want to approach the Father, which is why. Hopefully, we got a dictionary. We do read out of the King James Bible. Okay, so we'll start this in Genesis 1:26. So that's where he created Adam and Eve. And both of us have these spirits. Both of us have these spirits that he placed in us. So we're going to go to Genesis chapter 1, in verse 26. And we read, it says, and God said, let us create man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. You notice in the second verse, he didn't say likeness. You know what's important is the image. The image is the spirit. Likeness is the physical. Likeness is the physical. That means to say God got hands. He got eyes, he got hair. He got feet, got knees, he got stuff like that. But the spirit man is in the image. That's where image, the word, is the root word for imagination. That's the spirit. Imagination also is conducive to dreams. You see, visions. So in order for you to have a dream, you have to have an image of a dream. In order for you to have a vision, you have to have an image of a vision. So image is spiritual. You see, so the God Israel gave us the spirit first. And then it's appearance, which is physical. And most of us is trying to get the physical. You know, we want to be shiny like light and stuff like that. I get that. But Moses got a spiritual first before he gave that shiny. He gave him the commandments first before he got the glow. So if you could, image. Okay, we're not going to go into detail with this because we have. But it's not a glossary. Or, you know, just revisiting. Image. Representation. Or form of a person or object, such as painting or object, a sculpture or likeness. All right, so this is physical. But then it goes, it is the opinion or concept of something that is held by the public. Opinion is a thought. That's a judgment. When he created us in his image, he gave us judgment. And when he created in his image, he gave us concept. Concept, that means we able to reason. Reason. In fact, let's look at that word concept. A general idea or understanding of something. So, to the spirit, image is the spiritual. So he gave us the mind and reason. And when he gave us the mind and reason, right here, brothers and sisters, this is where he gave us free will. Please forgive my words. I'm really having a problem with this truck. I'm driving. Anyway, the general idea of something. So he's telling us that he gave us a thought pattern. We're not created in robots. He gave us free will when he created us in his image. Free will is choice. Free will is reason. Free will is opinion. And then people say, if people get mad at God, why the world is in trouble? Why are we going through this? Why me, God? But then they don't want to give up the free will. Because you give up the free will, that's what you turn into. A Tonka truck. A garbage can. A soda pop can. You just turn it into an image of something that's inanimate. Until time for the use. You don't have any creativity. There's no way You can't paint or sculpture or build because you don't have a conception of it. You are not his image. You are an object. You see, so we have to understand that. What else he says here? Having experimental or striking different designs, especially to test or demonstrate new features. So the God of Israel has given us the capacity to express ourselves, demonstrate me to express ourselves, different things, whatever it may be. Idea. He said that he's given us the spirit of ideal. I'm going to look at this word one more time. Ideal is a fascinating word. We're going to come back to a super surprise when you look at it in this light. Once again, it's in agreement with conception. A conception of something and it's absolute perfection. So if we didn't have free will, we wouldn't even be able to receive God in his absolute perfection because we have no reasoning of what's right or what's wrong, no comparison, no judgment. So we got to stop talking about why God is letting all this happen to the earth and say we need to thank him and he's not allowing it to happen to us. And if it is, then we need to pray that he deliver us. And if he don't, we need to thank him for the time that he's given us. It says, one is regarded for standard model, perfection or excellence. Right? So we know that God is excellent. You know, man will never be excellent before the flaws. But the Most High is excellent. An alternate or worthy object of endeavor or goal. So the Lord has given us the conception that we can set goals for ourselves. He created us in our own. See, that's spiritual, man. A goal is a spirit. You have to think of that. You know, you have to come to yourself and say, you know what? I'm going to lose 40 pounds. Or then that's a goal. But you have to come to that thought first before it becomes a reality. Conform to the standard of perfection or excellent perfection or hiding. So he's given us a mind to follow him. That's what he means by conforming it to perfection. We know he is perfection. Let me look at this word again. Conforming to the standard of perfection. So this is why people really serve God. And not everybody. Those of us that do really want to serve God. And we want to form into his perfection. We want to be turned into him. You know, in the end, we want to have his characteristics. Not ours. We want his correct characteristics. Not Satan's. Existing only in the mind imaginary. See that? But when he created us in his image, he given us the conception of imagination. We can sit here and imagine anything, any evil. We can imagine ourselves sitting next to God. We can imagine ourselves performing evil. Excuse me. Performing evil. This is that thing. So we have to be conscious of that. A general notion, ideal conception, an idea of something formed by a mental, combining all its characteristics or particulars or construct. So not only do we create a bridge, but we create a beautiful bridge. A beautiful bridge. You see, not only do we create buildings, clothes, we create beautiful buildings and beautiful clothes. But first, they have to be a thought. First, they have to be an imagination. First, they have to be a vision. Mentally confined by its characteristic particulars or construct. A directly conceived or intuitive object of thought. So, when God said he created us in his image, he given us thought. He gave us thought. He gave us thought. Okay. Let's look at the word thought. Because I don't think I ever looked that up. I really don't think I ever looked it up. And it just jumped out at me, right? So, let's look at that. The process of thinking, cogitation. So, it's a process of thinking. So, he gave us in our hearts when he created us, he created in our minds that we'd be able to process. He gave us the thought, the idea that we'd be able to do these things. A product of thinking or mental activity. So when he created us in his image, that's mental activities. In other words, I've looked up the word image, and it had dreams involved. You know, he gave us the image of dreams, and we covered that. So we're not going back there. You need to read that. Conserve attention, right? So we he taught us that these things are, you know, that even under imagination, that falls under attention. What we give attention to, that's another thing. Intention or purpose. This is not attention. But intention or purpose, expectation or conception. So upon the thought comes expectation. Like God, he got expectations. He said, I long desire to eat this vine with you and my father's king. That's expectation. The process of thinking, deliberation, meditation or reflection. A concept, opinion, ideal, philosophical and intellectual ideals typical of a particular time and place. All that was given to us then when he said, let us create man in our image. Likeness is the physical part. This here is the spirit. Purpose of attention, expectation, kindness, or regards. So here come the fruits of the spirit of kindness inside. So I thought kindness came in the New Testament. No. It started here before Adam was created. See, you got to realize what we need to understand that these are all laws. All this stuff was written before there was a first step. You know, he just told us what he did. All these things is already written before he said, even in the morning, what the first thing. It will all go down. He don't do things on the fly. Do have loopholes in his law for us to survive by in case we get sideways. He created loopholes that, you know, so that you don't have to kill us. You know, or all of us, you know, but actually give us a chance to close, you know, and things of that nature. A product of mental activity, single act, product of thinking, like a process of thinking, mental activity, reflection, the capacity of faculties of thinking, reasoning, imagination, meditation, contemplations, regulation, intention, desire, purpose, anticipation, or expectation, consideration, attention, care. Really careful in that. I didn't see that coming. I did not see that coming. Or regard. Judgment. Opinion. See, judgment and opinion is the same conversation. That's why I said it's a judgment, opinion, or belief. So, upon the image, he gave us the process of even believing in it. Intellectual activity or ideals, opinion, etc. Characteristics of a place. Thought. Brainstorm. A certain or powerful thought. A good idea. Concept of forcefulness containing the storm of elements. Okay, that's good. So I think we got an idea of what image is. So let's look at this a little further. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. And we're going to visit likeness. I'm not going to spend as much time on likeness because likeness, again, is more physical than mental. Likeness, similar, it's a, the same quality or fact of being like, resemblance, a similar appearance, representation of something, an image, the condition of being alike, similarity, a painted, carved, molded, craft image, a person, thing, appearance, similar, a poetry, the state of fact of being like a similar, or the stimulus or appearance of something, guys, see, it's all physical, you know. Had a hint of them, and has a hint of the spirit. Likeness is the physical side of this conversation. But he gave us image. An image is the spiritual side. So, let's read it. This is said, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Okay, stop. Domain. So let's look at this. Control. So when the angels fell from heaven to earth, they're under our control because this is our domain. We have dominion. So the angels don't have dominion. They only have dominion here through sin, influence, control, realm. So this is our realm. You know, the angels is from another realm, but once it was cast in, it became part of our realm. We have control over it because God gave it to us here in Genesis chapter 1 and 27. Often dominion, a self-governed nation under a normal rule of British monarchy. Okay. Well, I take out of this a self-governed people under the rule of God. Right. Dominion, rule, authority, government, politics, diplomatics, the land, government, one rule of or ruler, or government, sphere, or influence, area of control. You see here, he's telling us to have dominion over our areas. That's inside of our houses. This is the one thing. And you notice something here? He said, have dominion in your houses. That's what he said. The man is the head. Christ is the only one. I mean, Christ, he cannot use authority in a man's house. Some people said, I was delivered from him. I don't know about that. All I know is that he told us here that if you want any power with him, you gotta be open. But what else? Self-control. So he gave us the reason of self-control. Amen. So he said this. So God blessed him. What was that? Oh yeah, 26. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creature they have created for. And that's fallen too. People think that we don't have authority over the devils. Yes, we do. We do have authority over the devils. Because they're in our domain. They're in our habitation. They left their habitation. They are among us. And so therefore, if they're among us, then they must abide by our rules. Ask yourself. You're a witness to yourself. You're not of the United States. Some of us believe that we're from Africa and all that kind of madness. But, you're not of the United States. Because we're here, we have to abide by the rules of the United States. And things like that, well, that's the same conversation with the angels. They're not from here, but they've been cast out here, and they have to abide by the rules that we have here, because we govern here. That's a big difference. Created man in his own image. In the image of God, created he him. Male and female, created he him. And God blessed them. Okay. There's another thing we need to look at. Blessed, right? So God blessed us, man and woman. It's the woman had the same fruits of the Spirit in here. Now, remember that we're covering these things because there isn't sin in the picture yet. Sin don't come into the picture until the third chapter. It's in the first chapter. So it's a lot of fruit here. It's a lot of seeds here that we need to look into. Bless. Worthy of worship. So God created us in the image of worthy of worship. You know why? Because when he came down, he put on our image. So he was worthy of worship. He had to write that in his law, that he would be worshipped, even in the flesh. He's not talking about us because the Lord had warned us about that. He was literally talking about himself. And then he operated in these laws to the fullness of it. So, bless. Bring happiness. So when he created us, he gave us the capacity to bring happiness. Sadness. So anybody making you miserable, taking your joy from you, from serving God. They're not of God. They're not. Stop with them. Let people steal your joy. And that's the problem. We give people way too much time to complete their missions. When we see that they own nothing. You see? When we see it and we know. So sometimes you got to cut them off. And then sometimes, you know, like God, man, he gave us multiple chances of getting right. And we chose not to. Well, we just straight because you came to Weaver State for 40 years. Then if you know, come another gig, and then here we are sideways again, you know. So we had a capacity of getting it right. We also had to be conscious that this is a choice. He blessed us with it. It was a worthy of worship. Holy. It's a blessed holy revelation. Blessed holy is he to have part in the first resurrection. So when he blessed us, so this in the creation toward us that we was that there would be a first resurrection. And those that come up in the first resurrection will be called holy. That's the other thing. Made holy by religious ceremonies, consecrated, worthy of deep reverence or respect. This is why we give deep reverences to preachers and pastors and things like that, because we understand the holy. We understand these things in God. We know what this means, but we didn't know that he spoke it on us too. You know, we're supposed to be reverent. But then, when you look at our children, they're supposed to reverence you. And we say, oh, this name is so solid. Oh, my God. This one here. Jesus. So, deep reverence, once again, he spoke that in the existence. People had deep reverence and respect for King David. Deep reverence and respect for all our kings, whether they was righteous or wicked. You know, they had deep respect. Even the nations had deep reverence and respect for our people, like Joshua, you know. I'm reading this story, and the people were scared before he even get there. That's deep reverence. That's how you got the story of Rahab, the harlot. Let's see. Characterized by happiness or good, you know. So he said, when he created us to be happy, not miserable. Ain't that something? He created us to be happy, not miserable, and things like that. And a lot of times we choose misery when we don't even have to. We choose misery just because we just want to be, you know, that's it. I guess he see it. He called it murmuring. You don't have no reason to be upset. You don't have one reason to be upset. You got food. You got a beautiful house. You got children. Everybody healthy. I mean, they may not, you know, everything may not be perfect, but it's enough to shut up. You know, your refrigerator's full. Your cabinet's full. You 20 pounds overweight. Shut up. And my brother McCombie always say, America is the only place where homeless people is overweight. Everywhere else, they look like they're dying. They dying for water, let alone food. And the government and the system couldn't care less than they were dying. You see, he always reminded us. And he's right. You know, and we complain about things that are not there. The only thing we should be complaining about is us not fulfilling our full potential as servants of God. You know, when we set goals in this world, we go out and we achieve them. But then when it comes to the word, we have this and have that. It becomes a problem. Let's see. consecrated, sacred, sanctified, give it that word, sanctified, worthy of adore or adoration, reverence or worship, favor, fortune. So when he blessed us, he brought good fortune. What do you mean? You can walk into a situation and there'll be fortune there for you. It'll be a blessing there for you. You know, a little bit of fortune, like, you know, because the world has taught us fortune tellers and all that. Come on, man. Everything don't belong to the devil. Everything don't belong to him. So he's given us fortune. He's given us the capacity to be blessed. So, you know, if you don't speak these things in existence, he can't work in us. You know, he can't work in us to do these things that he said, that is to say, to be a blessing. And then we can't do the work because we don't know these things. So this is that. He says, reverence or worship, favor, fortune, blissful, happy, magnify, bring happiness and thankfulness. Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Let's leave that there. And let's continue. In the scriptures. Okay. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful. So this is another thing. Fruitful is another thing that's a derivative of bless. So he told us and he blessed us. He told us to be fruitful. And the first thing we come up with is having babies. That's it, but that's a small, that's not the common denominator. That's like a third generation, I would say sixth generation, you know, reproduction is a sixth generation. Multiply is first generation. Fruitful is a whole different conversation. In fact, let's look at that. He said, and bless them, said only them, be fruitful. So let's get the word fruitful. Producing fruit, especially in abundance. So now, remember now, you're dealing with the fruits of the Spirit. So if you're dealing with righteous fruit, you're going to produce them in abundance. If you produce a wicked spirit, you're going to produce them in abundance. Production, offspring, especially, you know, abundant. So we're talking about children. Capacity of producing very fruit. Abundance. Production. Productive. Prolific. Especially a very awesome. Amen. So, let's look at productive. Productive. Now, you got to look at how he's, I put in here. He's a productive. Producing or the capable of producing crop, goods or services, especially in abundance. So now man is out here producing services. You got from janitors to air pilots, ships, teachers, and things like that, professors, you know, people is being productive. Producing good, marked by abundance of production, achievements. This is why, you know, we have goals that we set, imagination, they would call achievements. They become achievements because they're up under production. But first, you got to have a vision. yielding favorable and useful results. Constructive. Do you notice something you're not talking about fruit and trees? You're not talking about babies. You notice all of this is physical and spiritual. He's telling us what we can do. He's telling us what we can do. He said, woman, for relating in linguistics, skills of speaking and writing. So he said that we were going to learn how to talk. We were going to learn how to read and write. That's underproductive. Our production, our product, productive. And what came up out of that? Education. Learn how to communicate. Things like that. It related to linguistic skills or speaking, writing, or relating in linguistic. I don't know rules. It can be used to form further examples of a particular feature or pattern. So we're not talking about food here. We are literally talking about being productive. Producing or capable of producing goods, service that have monetary exchange or service. You know, like I drive trucks. I've been very productive in that. And it says this in relating such production. This is that thing. Oh, the prolific. Prolific popped out. Let's look at this word. Prolific. To use this word because it will. I'm not going to use the word prolific. Let's just go back to the scriptures. Okay, we'll pick it back up. And God blessed him and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. So multiply means what? And multiply. Multitudes came up. Ha! Go figure, right? So he spoke that in his listeners, and multitudes in the valley of decision. Multiply. Multiple, having, relating to, or consisting of some thing or one individual element, part, or component, manifold. Multiple, having or involving more than one part, individual set. Element, okay. You go to the source. Okay, mathematical. Product, quality obtained by multiplication. Double. Okay. Synonym for multiplication is double. Synonym for multiplication is triple. Synonym. Productive is quadruple. That's all I got life for now. Go back to the scriptures. It says, and replenish the earth. Let me pick it up at the top. So then God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. So what do replenish mean? Replenish. It says to fill or make complete again. So wait a minute. You mean to tell me it was something here before? I thought all this stuff was already here. Well, no, we got dinosaurs. We have leaves that are the size of cars that's in the earth that's been fossilized. So we know it was something here before us. We know this. And it's okay. You know, yes, he created dinosaurs. And, you know, my teacher, man, Brother Kuhi, he's a wise dude. You know what he said? He said, if he didn't create dinosaurs, they would have burned down every tree in the creation trying to stay there. Make us to be. To complete again, yeah, because the fossil fuel comes from the dinosaurs. And a new stock of supply. Again. Right. The earth had to come full again, and we work. To be full again, complete again, to supply with fresh fuel, to fill again. Now we see that replenish me to do it again or something like that. So people want to say that you got dinosaurs and such. I mean, yeah, I see that. And they wouldn't be in the earth if there wasn't. But get people say that they're aliens. This is that thing. We don't have any bones of aliens. None. So, he said, I demand you over the past. And we replenish the earth and subdue it. You subdue it. So he spoke in position. He spoke in existence to subdue the planet. That's why we can go anywhere and build them. To bring under control by physical force, persuasion, or other means. See that? So this is why the angels that fell from heaven don't have a chance because they in our world. And we give them chances because we're afraid. We're afraid to do otherwise. God of Israel said, there is no fear to serve me. Right. And next week, hopefully not. Your old science is a lot better. And I'll pray for you. So with that being said, so we're going to hold up here, and it was an opportunity. What is going on? So, and don't forget, read your Bibles.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show.